know, it amazes me. I hear people say all the time, "Oh, well, you know, don't compliment that girl. You know, don't give her any type of intense compliments or anything like this. You know, don't. Why would you compliment a girl? What's the purpose behind that? You know what I mean? You know, no. Of course you compliment her, right? Okay. And I hear cats say, "Oh, well, make your compliments simple." And all this other types of stuff. Don't make your compliments simple. I mean, if anything, you know how they say, like, how they have these poets and they're like, "Oh my God, you know, your eyes are like a thousand burning candles," and this and that. Okay. I invite that. Okay. Let me tell you something. Okay. What you're doing by saying that and by taking on this role is you're taking the seduction process and you're anchoring her into another world. Okay, so say if you are very aloft, or whatever, aloof or whatever you want to call it, right? Okay, and you're like, "Ah, whatever. You know, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck, you know? Whatever, dude. What am I supposed to care?" You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're cool, but you know, you're just kind of aloft. You know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, Fonzie from what's his name from fucking Good Times or Good Fella, whatever the show was, where you know the guy wears a leather coat and slick back hair and he looks like the guy from Grease or whatever the fuck, right? Okay, ultimately, well, you're gonna take that person back and it's gonna be like, okay, well, it's gonna be like this automatic, you know, transderivational search is gonna go on. They're gonna search through their minds. They're gonna say, "Okay, well, where does that seem familiar from? You know, where does that feel right? Why does that feel right? Even though, you know, even though this is wrong, like, why does this feel right? You know, is there something about it, right?" And so the likelihood that they'll, you know, trust it is a lot better. The likelihood that, see, the thing is like when girl watches a movie, watch the piece of media, you know, YouTube video, whatever, okay, they pick up this information and their mind has mirror neurons, okay, that like spark off different parts of your neural system because you see it. So for example, right, suppose a lot of my friends were pickup artists, okay, and I'm the only fucking geek in the world, okay, you know, I'm the only geek that's associated or affiliates with these pickup artists. What's gonna happen is they're gonna pick up on a little bit of what you have to offer. They're gonna pick up on a little bit of what, you know, and you're gonna pick up on a little bit of what they have to offer. But technically, what they have to offer is more than what you have to offer because it's six of them and it's one of you, okay. Not necessarily true, but at the same time, 90-95% of the time, that is going to be a fact. Okay, so you know, you start to sort of act and behave like them because you say, "Okay, well, how would I respond if I was in this situation?" Okay, and then you see them show you an example of how they responded in that situation, and you're going to identify with them. It's almost as if you've been through what they've been through. You've seen through their shoes. So compliments are really good because if it's a sincere enough compliment, you know, and it can't be the same compliment. "Oh, bitch, you're hot." I mean, "Oh, baby, you're hot." You know, because, you know, she's had really cool guys say it. She's had kind of douchey guys say it. She's had all these different people say it. So it doesn't make as much, it doesn't register as much. But if you make it very unique and individualized, okay, for example, okay, what's gonna happen is ultimately she's gonna say, "Oh, well, that guy kind of reminds me of, you know, that guy over there." And this is how, when I watched that movie, how the character that I identified with the most, the lady, the female character, acted. She was really sweet. She said, "Oh, thank you." She felt really flattered. You know what I'm saying? What other traits does he have? Okay, so it's almost like when somebody, you know, looks at my website or something like this, they say, "Oh, well, you know, it's, you know, you know, it's got a very scientific nature to it, you know." Then at the same time, it's very, you know, romance driven, very relationship driven, very primal it-ish type of driven, you know what I'm saying? And so they see the science, they see the it, and then you have like, okay, well, what's the other sides that this person has to them, or their personality, or whatever, or did I, what else vibes do I pick up? Oh God, there's so much class, there's so much elegance, and all this other types of stuff. Okay, that I pick up from this website. Oh yeah, so then they pick up on that. So you got elegance, smuttiness, and like ridiculously high levels of psychology. This is what you pick up automatically from my branding. What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of anybody? It reminds you of like maybe 007 perhaps. He's kind of brainy, he's smart, he knows what's going on. He's not some idiot or something. He's a smart guy, right? He's also elegant, very romantic, very, oh, let me take you by the hand, yada da da da, whatever, right? Okay. Then at the same time, he's got the sort of smutty side to him as well. So these three things equals 007. Okay, so what kind of girl deals with 007? What kind of girl does 007 attract? Besides all of them, right? Well, 007 attracts this kind of girl. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. That's perfect. Okay, so you could look at my website and assume that you can pretty much seduce all girls with this material. Okay, now it won't register as clean as that necessarily. You might have to convince yourself logically why ordering my products is a good idea. But at the same time, you still get the picture, right? And it works very powerfully. It's very, very powerful technique. What you're doing is you're leading her. You know how people, what happens is this, what you're doing is you're shaking her state. You see what I'm saying? You're shaking her state. You are literally shaking her state. She was in a romantic state. Now she's in more sexualized state. You see what I'm saying? She was in a valley girl state. Now you're putting her into a princess state. You see what I'm saying? She was in a, and the thing is I think a lot of people think like, oh well, there's so many fucking, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? There's such a big issue, you know what I'm saying, with for example, how would I explain this? Oh, well, there's such a huge, bunch of, people that, don't like, you know what I'm saying, this or that or whatever, So she's in a state, and what you're doing is you're changing her state. You are changing her state. That's all you're doing, okay? You are changing her state by giving her the compliment, okay? So imagine this, right? So say I neg a girl. I neg her, okay? And now she's pissed. She's pissed that I neg her, okay? Or she's like, whoa, what the fuck happened, right? And she's thrown off of her axis. She wasn't expecting it, okay? But it's too good not to take advantage of, right? So then you jump on it, okay? That's the same thing that happened, like for example, Johnny Saporno. Johnny Saporno, right? I've been trying to catch up with this fucking guy for like 2, 3 years to interview him. 3 fucking years to interview this one person. Okay? 3 years. Okay? To interview Johnny fucking Saporno. Okay? That's a long time, don't you agree? Okay? Takes fucking forever. Takes fucking forever. Okay? Now I finally interview Johnny Saporno. I get the opportunity to interview Johnny Saporno. I get the opportunity to interview Johnny Soprano. So what does that do? You know what I'm saying? What that does is it creates a sort of like, it's like, it's too good to pass up. I can't not appreciate the fact that me and Johnny Soprano are going to be working together. Okay? I cannot not appreciate that. I have to appreciate the fact that, you know, I'm working with Johnny Soprano. I love it. I love the fact that I'm working with Johnny Soprano, but it was unexpected. Okay? So I adjust myself to it, and it sort of takes its own momentum. Okay? I had no time to prepare. Okay? You know, people talk about the military and how important shock is to the military. So you get somebody when they're sleeping or something. You know what I mean? You know, you bomb the fucking village when they're sleeping, so to speak. It's, you're doing the same thing. That romantic stuff is doing the same thing. It's too good. It's too important to ignore. Okay? But at the same time, it's, it gets a person in a new state, and because they have to get in this new state so fast, you're the leader. Of course, she's going to want to check her leadership eventually at some point, okay, but it does give you a hell of a lot more of an allowance to move around and to get accomplished what you want.